I was enjoying the music so much I forgot to turn on my microphone.
刚刚正沉醉在他们的音乐中，忘记把这个我的这个麦克风开开了。
So welcome to church.
欢迎你们来教会。
So aren't you glad the temperature has dropped down 20 degrees?
你们对今天天气比较凉爽有没有很高兴？
Yeah. It won't last long.
不会很长时间的。
Pretty soon it will be cold.
很快马上就会变得很冷。
So I have been going through the book of Mark.
我们讲过的马可福音。
And we have finished a brief survey.
我们做了一些统计。
Over the summer, Linda helped us with the relationship in the family.
在暑假的时候，我们讲的主题主要是关于家庭。
And we looked at Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6.
我们讲的是以弗所书第五章第六章。
So Linda has begun a new series on James.
我现在开始了一个新的系列，是在雅各书。
So I thought I should start a new series.
我觉得我也应该开始一个新的系列。
So I thought we will stay with the Gospels.
我想我们要留在这个福音书里面。
So we're going to look at the Gospel of Matthew.
我们会来看马太福音。
And we're going to talk about the Sermon on the Mount.
我们会来讲登山宝训。
And we're going to stay with the first part, which is the Beatitude.
讲前的一部分是八福。
Now, some of you are familiar with the Beatitudes.
很多人都对这八福很熟悉。
We know the Sermon of the Mount is Matthew chapter 5.
我们知道说登山宝训是在马太福音的第五章。
And it starts with the Beatitudes.
开始的时候就开始八福。
But don't forget, Jesus is going to keep going.
不要忘记耶稣还会继续的。
The whole sermon goes to the end of chapter 7.
这个登山宝训整个这个讲道是到第七章结束。
Jesus is going to lay down Christian moral principles.
耶稣会告诉我们说作为基督徒我们的道德标准是什么。
But he's also going to talk about very practical things.
他也会讲到一些很实际的东西。
He's going to talk about how to pray.
他会讲到说怎么祷告。
How to fast.
怎么进食。
How to give.
怎样来奉献。
How to deal with difficult situations.
怎么来面对很困难的事情。
How to live with people you don't like.
怎么和你不喜欢的人相处。
That's an important one.
那是非常重要的一个。
He's going to talk about how to set priorities in your life.
怎样把先后次序摆好。
How to live a worry-free life.
怎么样能够不要焦虑。
So he's going to give us lots of principles.
他会给我们很多的原则。
But this is not just theology.
这不并不是就是神学而已。
It's about applications.
这是关于怎么应用在生活中。
Practical guide for everyday living.
是生活中很实际的应用的手册。
So let's get into it with the introduction in Matthew chapter 5.
今天我们来看马太福音的最前面。
Matthew is going to tell us that Jesus goes up to a mountain.
马太告诉我们说耶稣走上了山上。
And he's followed by a large crowd.
有很多人跟着他。
It seems like he is talking to the disciples.
好像他正在跟门徒讲话。
But many people are following him and everyone wants to listen.
很多人跟着他都想听他讲什么。
We learn in the book of Mark that Mark had a particular audience.
我们知道说在马可福音里面马可是写给一群很特殊的人。
Mark is talking to the Gentiles in Rome.
马可是写给在罗马的一些外邦人。
The new Christian Gentiles.
他们是新的外邦的基督徒。
And Matthew is talking to the Jews.
但是马太是对犹太人讲的。
The newly converted Jews.
是对那些新信主的犹太人。
They're trying to get away from their old tradition.
他们想离开他们过去的传统。
And to learn a new way of life.
要按照一个新的方式来生活。
So Matthew talks a lot about Old Testament scripture and prophecy.
所以马太讲到很多有关旧约里面的经文。
And he's going to talk about how the prophecies were fulfilled by the events of his time.
他要讲到说这些旧约里面的预言怎么在新约里面实现了。
His audience will know these scriptures.
他的听众们都知道很熟悉这些经文。
So when Matthew says Jesus went up to the mountain.
当马太说耶稣来到山上的时候。
So he's invoking an image.
他是在借用一个想象。
That Moses is going up to a mountain.
以前摩西也上过山。
And he's going to speak to them the words of God.
摩西对以色列众人讲神的话。
And right away, Jesus is going to give us eight short sayings.
我们这可以看到说马上耶稣就会给我们一个很短的这个总的介绍。
And we call that beatitude.
我们称为它八福。
Beatitude just means a supreme blessing.
就讲说一个很大的祝福。
He's going to start with blessed are the poor.
他一开始就说贫穷虚心的人有福了。
He says blessed are the poor.
他说虚心的有福了。
You might be surprised.
你会很惊讶。
What did he mean by that?
他到底想说什么?
Why does he say, blessed are the poor?
他为什么说虚心的有福了呢?
Shouldn't he say, blessed are the rich?
他为什么不说有钱的有福了呢?
So we can look at the parallel passage.
我们要看看跟这个同样的经文。
Luke also has this passage.
路加福音也讲到这个经文。
And Luke says, blessed are the poor.
他说了贫穷的人有福了。
So the Chinese translation already has a difference.
我们看到中文的翻译这两句话已经不太一样了。
So we have to look at it closely.
我们要来仔细的查一下。
And find out what Jesus is saying.
来看看耶稣到底要说什么。
But let's first look at the word bless.
让我们先看看说有福是什么意思。
The Chinese says 有福了。
中文就是有福了。
Well, when we think of blessing, we think of several things.
当我们想到祝福的时候，我们想到一些事情。
First thing I think of is wealth.
我首先想到的就是很有钱。
See, when you have money, you can buy a big house.
当你有钱的时候，你就可以买个大房子。
A nice car.
很好的车子。
You can have bountiful food.
很多的食物。
山珍海味。
很多山珍海味。
You will never go hungry.
你不会很饿。
You will never be shivering.
你不会很冷。
You never live on the street.
你不会流落在街头。
Now, when you have blessing, another thing I think of is your health.
另外我想到如果你有祝福你就会有健康的身体。
When you're healthy, you can go on vacation.
当你身体健康的时候你就可以去度假。
You can go hiking.
你可以去爬山。
You can go play golf.
你可以去打高尔夫球。
You can play 16 rounds of mahjong.
你可以打16圈麻将。
See, that's health. That's blessing.
那是我们的健康，那也是个祝福。
Another thing we think of is your family.
另外我想到祝福我就想到家庭。
You have a wonderful spouse.
你有一个非常好的这个伴侣。
He or she loves you.
他很爱你。
You have wonderful children.
你有很好的小孩。
They all get into Harvard or Stanford.
他们都去了哈佛或斯坦福大学。
They're all doctors, lawyers, and CEOs.
他们都是医生、律师或者是总裁。
And they all have wonderful children.
他们也有很好的孩子。
So you enjoy your family.
你会非常享受你的家庭。
Now that's what I think.
那是我想到的祝福。
And that would be a conventional thinking.
那就是传统的想法。
That's perfectly okay.
那也很好。
But I think Jesus wants to turn us away from the conventional thinking.
我想耶稣是要把我们的思想转离开传统的想法。
And think of something more spiritual.
再思想一下灵里的祝福。
What are the words for blessing?
这个有福的意思是什么?
Well, these are the Greek word and the Hebrew. I put them on the board.
它的原文希腊文或者希伯来文是这个荧幕上所显示的。
Well, the Greek is the word makarios.
希腊文我们看到是 makarios.
Hebrew is barak.
希伯来文是 barak.
You know barak.
你们应该知道 Barack 这个名字。
Yeah, our last president is Barack Obama.
你们知道就是我们上届总统的名字。
So that's the word blessing.
这就是原文的祝福。
So blessing is a condition.
祝福是有条件的。
It's someone who is able to receive God's provisions.
是一群人能够接受神所提供的。
God's blessings.
是神的祝福。
God's benefits.
是神给我们的恩典。
And you have to be close to God.
我们必须要跟神很近。
Close to God by faith.
要靠着信心跟神很亲近。
But if you think everything you receive from God is God's blessing.
如果你知道说从神接受的都是神的祝福。
That means your health, your wealth, your family all come from God.
那你就知道你的健康、你的家庭和你的财产都是从神而来的。
That's all right. They're all God's blessing.
这些都是神的祝福。
But Jesus wants us to focus more on the spiritual blessings.
但是耶稣让我们现在在专注在灵里的祝福。
What can make you truly happy?
什么东西能让你真正的高兴?
Things that no one can take away from you.
没有人能够夺去的那种满足。
Something deeper.
更深一层的。
Not superficial.
不是很表面的。
I think that's what Jesus means by blessing.
这就是耶稣所讲到的有福的。
What about poor?
那贫穷是怎么回事？
Well, these are the two words in Greek and in Hebrew.
这里又有希腊文和希伯来文在荧幕上。
I will try to say it, I'm going to say it wrong. Patokos?
希腊文 Patokos.
Well, that's the word, the original word.
这就是希腊文的原文。
When Jesus says poor or blessed, he's saying Patokos.
当他在说贫穷的有祝福了，他讲的就是 Patokos.
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Patokos is a beggar.
Patokos 的意思就是一个乞丐。
It's a pathetic looking beggar.
是一个非常可怜的乞丐。
The beggar has nothing to offer the world.
乞丐什么东西都没有。
He has no money.
没有钱。
No skills.
没有技术。
No abilities.
没有能力。
No trade.
没有，什么都没有。
The image is someone who's laying on the street.
就是一个躺在街上的乞丐。
He's humiliated.
他是一个非常卑微的。
He's ashamed.
他是一个非常被羞辱的。
His eyes are looking on the ground.
他眼睛只看着地上。
He doesn't want to look at you.
他都不会抬眼看你。
He might even cover his face.
他可能把他的脸遮起来。
The only thing you see is that he's reaching out with his arm.
你只能看到他的手伸出来。
His life depends on the gift of others.
他的生命就是靠着别人的施舍。
The mercy of others.
靠着别人的怜悯。
And that's the picture of Patokos.
这就是一个乞丐的形象。
So is Jesus blessing the beggars?
耶稣难道说这个乞丐是有福的吗？
Of course.
当然他是这样讲。
He's preaching on the mount.
他在山上讲这些话。
There are a lot of people there.
有很多人在他面前。
Some of them are poor.
很多人就是很贫穷的。
Some of them are beggars.
有些人就可能是乞丐。
But once again, I think Jesus wants to get a little deeper.
我在想耶稣还要让我们再进一层的思想。
In the passage in Luke, he says he's looking at the disciples.
在这个路加福音里面他说到说耶稣看着这些门徒们。
He speaks to disciples and said, blessed are you who are poor.
他对着门徒说你们是有福的因为你们是贫穷的。
Are the disciples poor?
难道这些他的门徒们是很贫穷的吗？
I don't think so.
我不这样认为。
The writer of this gospel is Matthew.
我们知道说这个福音的作者是马太。
Matthew is a tax collector.
马太是这个税吏。
So he was not poor.
他不会很穷。
We read in Mark that Matthew gave a big party.
我们知道说马可福音里面马太曾经在家里面开了很大一个派对。
And we know that James, John and Peter were fishermen.
我们知道说像彼得像约翰他们都是捕鱼的。
They were middle class.
他们是中产阶级。
They had their own boats.
他们有自己的船。
We read about their homes.
我们读到他们的房家里面。
So they were not poor.
他们并不是穷人。
Jesus' ministry was not poor.
耶稣的这个福音队也不是一个很穷的人。
Of course, he did not live like Joe Austin.
当然，他不是像 Joe Austin 这么有钱。
But they had so much money, they needed a treasurer.
但他们是还是很有钱，因为他们需要一个管钱的。
Unfortunately, that was Judas.
很不幸，他们选了犹大做管钱的。
We read about many rich people in the Bible.
我们在圣经里面读到很多有钱人。
In the gospel accounts.
在这个福音里面有很多。
We met Nicodemus.
我们读到尼科底母。
Joseph of Arimathea.
亚利马太人的约瑟。
He is so rich, he had his own tomb.
他们都很有钱，他们自己有准备好的坟墓。
When we talked about Mark, we met Jairus.
在马可福音里面我们读到亚鲁。
Jesus went to his house and raised his daughter from the dead.
耶稣到他的家里去把他的女儿从死里复活了。
So Jairus was a wealthy man.
亚鲁也是一个很有钱的人。
So Jesus is not only talking about the economically poor.
耶稣不是只是在讲说经济上的贫穷。
And that's why Matthew said, blessed are the poor in spirit.
所以马太说到说是虚心的人，邻里虚心的人是有福的。
But I don't think you can separate the two.
但是我不认为你可以把这两者分开。
What is spiritually poor?
邻里贫穷是什么意思？
When you are economically poor, you have nothing to offer the world.
当你经济上很贫穷的时候，你什么都拿不出来。
But when you are spiritually poor, you have nothing to offer God.
当你邻里贫穷的时候，你在神面前什么都拿不出来。
The spiritually poor person recognizes his spiritual bankruptcy.
在这个邻里贫穷的人，他自己知道说他邻里已经破产了。
He knows he's empty.
他知道他邻里是虚空的。
He knows he's worthless.
他知道他是不值的。
In front of God, he can do nothing.
在神面前，他什么都不能做。
He totally depends on God.
他完全的依靠神。
He totally counts on God.
他完全要靠神来做事。
He needs God's mercy and grace.
他需要神的恩典和怜悯。
Doesn't matter who he is in life.
在他生活中是什么样的人都不重要了。
He might be a very wealthy man.
他可能是一个很有钱的人。
A very important man.
是一个很重要的人。
But if he's spiritually poor.
但是他灵里如果很贫穷的话。
He recognized that in front of God, he is nothing.
他知道他在神面前他什么都没有。
There's nothing he can do to gain salvation.
他不可能靠着自己能够得救。
He counts on God's grace.
他非要依靠神的恩典。
And that's what a spiritually poor means.
这就是邻里贫穷人的意思。
Now when people heard this from Jesus, they were amazed.
当这些众人听到耶稣这样教训，他们非常的惊讶。
They were shocked.
他们非常的惊奇。
Matthew tells us they were shocked.
马太告诉我们说他们非常的惊奇。
Jesus saying we're unconventional.
耶稣说我们不是按照传统的教导。
But they shouldn't be.
他们不应该这样。
Because it's written in the Old Testament.
在这个旧约里面就有讲到说
Isaiah 66 tells us, Has not my hand made all of these things? And to, so they came to being to being. There are the ones that look on with favor, those who are humble and contrite in spirit, and those tremble at my word.
以赛亚书66章第二节，耶和华说，这一切都是我手所造的，所以就都有了。但我所看顾的就是虚心痛悔，因我话而赞客的人。
God has always favored the poor in spirit.
神总是对这个虚心的人非常的关心。
This is not new.
这不是一个什么新的事情。
But somehow the Jews were living with the wrong theology.
但是我们知道说犹太人他们的神学观点好像有点错误。
God always blessed the poor in spirit.
神总是祝福这些邻里贫穷的人。
But you may wonder, why did Jesus start with this?
我们要想想说为什么耶稣要开头就讲这个。
That's his first beatitude.
这是他八福中的第一福。
And if you look at Jesus' teaching,
如果你看耶稣的教导
if you look at his sermons,
你看看耶稣的讲道
This is probably his very first lesson.
这可能是他的第一次演讲。
And the first thing he said is, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."
第一句话他就说，虚心的人有福了。
If this is the first thing, it must be very important.
如果这是第一个他要讲的，一定是很重要的事情。
So it is very important.
确实是很重要的。
It's the basic qualification to be a follower of God.
这是我们要跟随神首先要预备的。
It's a basic prerequisite.
这是我们最重要的一个特征。
If you are poor in spirit, everything else will follow.
当你心里贫穷的时候，其他所有的事情都会跟着来了。
If you're not poor in spirit, you cannot learn any other lessons.
如果你不觉得你心里贫穷，你就不可能从神那里学到任何东西。
The Bible tells in Psalm 34.
在这个诗篇34篇圣经告诉我们
The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit.
耶和华靠近伤心的人拯救灵性痛悔的人
Again, that's always been that way.
这总是这样的
See, some people think Jesus says a lot of new stuff.
有人说耶稣讲的是很新的东西
But he's trying to bring them back on track.
他其实就是要大家回到这个圣经里面所讲的。
The Almighty God has always been the same.
我们的神永远是不变的。
Now, what do we know about the poor in spirit?
我们对这个邻里贫穷的人知道些什么呢？
Are there any examples?
有没有一些例子呢？
Yeah, there are lots of Bible characters that we can look after.
其实在圣经里面有很多的人他们展现出他们邻里贫穷的样子。
We're just going to go over a few.
我们会在这里看一些。
What about in the Old Testament?
在旧约里面
We read about Abraham in Genesis 18.
我们在这个创世纪第十八章读到了亚伯拉罕。
Abraham is talking with God.
亚伯拉罕在跟神讲话。
In fact, he's arguing with God.
他在跟神两个争论。
He's trying to save Sodom and Gomorrah.
他在希望这个拯救索多玛和格罗玛这两个城。
He's negotiating with God, but he says, I'm worthless.
他在跟神讨价还价的时候，他还说我是灰尘，我什么都不值得。
I'm just dust and ashes.
我虽然是灰尘，但是我还在这里跟神讲话。
Jacob, when he returns from his father-in-law,
当这个雅各从他的这个岳父那里回来的时候，
he's about to meet his brother.
他要见到他的哥哥。
And he prays in Genesis 32.
他在创世纪第32章说道。
He says to God, I am not worth it to receive all your blessings.
他跟神说，我一点都不配得到你的祝福。
We know about Moses in Exodus chapter 3.
我们知道说在出埃及记第三章摩西讲到。
God asked Moses to bring the people out of Egypt.
神要摩西带领以色列人出埃及。
Moses says, who am I to talk to Pharaoh?
摩西说我是什么人啊竟能去见法老。
Gideon is the same way.
我们知道说基甸也是同样的。
In Judges 6, God sent an angel to talk to Gideon.
在这个四世纪的神让这个天使去看这个基甸。
And Gideon says, who am I? I'm the least among my tribe.
基甸说我是谁啊我是我们家族中最小的一个。
My tribe is the least among all the tribes.
我们的族是这个所有族类里面最小的一个。
I'm not worthy.
我不配。
David is the king.
大卫是一个王。
But he is poor in spirit.
他也是邻里贫穷的。
That's why God says David is a man after his own heart.
所以神说大卫是合他心意的人。
In 1 Chronicles 19, David has prepared to build the temple.
在这个历代记上神要这个大卫来修建圣殿。
He has gathered all the treasures and the supplies and the sacrifices.
他要大卫准备所有需要的材料和献祭的东西。
But David said, we are not worthy to bring the gifts to God.
大卫说我们都不配把这样的礼物带到神面前。
In 2 Samuel 7, God has established a covenant with David.
在撒母耳记下神与大卫立约。
He has established an everlasting throne in the line of David.
他在大卫的家族立一个约要让他们永远作王。
But David said, who am I? Who is my family? Why? How can we receive this favor from God?
大卫对神说我是谁我的家算什么我怎么配得受这样的恩典。
His son Solomon said the same thing.
他的儿子所罗门也讲了同样的话。
In 1 Kings, he says to God, I am inheriting the throne from my father.
所罗门在列王记上说耶和华我你使我的仆人接续我父亲大卫做王。
But I am a child, I know nothing.
但是我是一个幼童我什么都不知道。
Isaiah met God in Isaiah chapter 5.
在以赛亚书第六章以赛亚书见到了这个神。
And he says, woe is me, I am undone.
他说祸在我灭亡了。
I'm not worthy.
我不配。
I am a man with unclean lips.
他说我是嘴唇不洁净的人。
I live among men with unclean lips.
又住在嘴唇不洁净的民中。
I'm totally not worthy.
我完全不配。
God will clean his lips.
神来洁净他的嘴。
We read about Job in 42.
我们读到约伯在约伯记42章。
Job said, I heard about God, but now I have seen God.
他说我以前风闻有理现在我亲眼见道理。
He said, how dare I argue with God?
我怎么敢跟你争论?
I'm totally tiny and worthless.
我完全不配。
We met similar people in the New Testament.
在新约里面我们也碰到一些人。
Right away we met Mary.
我们看到玛利亚。
The angel told Mary, you will bear a son and he will be the savior.
天使跟玛利亚说你会怀孕他会是人的救主。
Mary says, I don't understand this, but let God's will be done.
玛利亚说我虽然不懂这些是什么事情但是情愿照神的话在我身上成就。
John the Baptist has his own ministry.
这个施洗约翰他有自己的团队。
But he says, there will be one to come whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie.
但是他却说在我后面来的人我给他解鞋带都不配。
When Jesus came to be baptized, he says, I'm not worthy to baptize you.
当耶稣来到他面前要他为他施洗的时候约翰说我不配为你施洗。
Even the Roman centurion, we read about his story in Luke chapter 7.
我们知道说这个罗马的百夫长也是一个邻里贫穷的人。
He came to Jesus because his servant was sick.
他来到耶稣面前因为他的仆人生病了。
But he says, I'm not worthy to come to you.
他对耶稣说，他说我不配来到你面前。
Just say the word.
你只要说句话。
Likewise, the Canaanite woman comes to Jesus.
迦南的妇人也曾经这样做过。
The story is in Matthew 15.
在马太福音第十五章。
She knows she's not a Jew.
她知道她不是犹太人。
But she calls herself a dog.
她称自己为一只狗。
She said, even the dog receives the crumbs from the master's table.
她说狗也吃主人桌下掉下来的脆渣。
And Jesus granted her wish.
耶稣应许了她。
And Peter,
彼得,
he's the leader.
他是一个领袖,
he's the aggressive one.
他是一个很有冲劲的人,
he thinks he knows everything.
他认为他什么都知道,
but when he realized that Jesus is God,
当他知道说耶稣是神的时候,
he says, I am a sinner, I am not worthy.
他说我是一个罪人, 我不配。
And of course, the Apostle Paul,
我们也知道说保罗,
in 1 Timothy, he wrote to Timothy,
当他在提摩太前书的时候，他写给提摩太。
He said, "God sent His Son to save all sinners."
他说，神把他的儿子送来，要救我们所有的罪人。
But I am the worst sinner.
他说，我是罪人中的罪魁。
Imagine Apostle Paul saying he is the worst of sinners.
想一想，这个使徒保罗居然说他是罪人中的罪魁。
So he was poor in spirit.
他是邻里贫穷的。
But we also have the opposite.
当然我们也有反面的证人。
The Bible gives lots of examples of the opposite.
圣经里面也告诉我们很多反面的证据。
The opposite of poor in spirit is proud in spirit.
在邻里贫穷的反面就是在邻里觉得自己很富足的。
And I'm just going to give you one example.
我们就看一个例子。
In Revelation, Jesus is talking to the church in Laodicea.
在启示录第三章耶稣讲到说老底家教会
In Revelation 3:17 Jesus is reprimanding the church
三章第十七节 耶稣在讲说这些教会的缺陷
He says You say I'm rich I have acquired wealth I do not need anything But you do not realize That you are wretched Pitiful Poor Blind and naked
他说你说我是富足的已经发了财一样都不缺却不知道你是那困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼赤身的
So the church in Laodicea believes they got everything
老底家教会认为他什么都有了
Maybe they have a beautiful church
他们可能有一个很漂亮的教会
Maybe they have a lot of people in attendance
他们可能人数很多
Maybe they even have a saving account
大概他们存的钱也很多
So they think we're rich
他们认为说我们很有钱呢、啊、
We don't need God anymore
我们并不需要神
But Jesus says you're poor, blind and naked
但是耶稣却说你们是困苦的你们贫穷瞎眼的
You have nothing
你什么都没有
You have nothing without God
你没有神你就什么都没有
So this is the Beatitude, the first one
这就是八福中的第一福
Blessed are the poor
贫穷的人有福了
How can we put it into application?
我们怎么来运用这样的祝福呢
How can we take care of this principle?
我们怎么把这个原则放在生活中呢
I think we can look at another story in Matthew.
我们来看看马太里面另外一个故事。
And this is the story of the rich young ruler.
这个故事是讲一个很有钱的富有的官。
Many of you are familiar with this story.
很多人都很熟悉这个故事。
It's in Matthew 19.
在马太福音第十九章。
But it appears in all the other synoptic gospels.
在其他的四福音中也有出现。
We read about this man who came to Jesus.
我们遇到这样一个人，他来找耶稣。
He asked, "What should I do to enter eternal life?"
他问耶稣说，我要做什么才能得到永生呢？
We see that this is a rich young man.
这是一个非常有钱的年轻人。
He's young.
他年轻。
He's rich.
他有钱。
And he's powerful.
他有权。
But somehow he came to Jesus.
但是他还是来到耶稣面前。
He asked a very good question.
他问了一个很好的问题。
Because he realizes what he has can disappear.
他明白说他所有的并不能让他很满足。
Everything he has is temporary.
他所有的都只是暂时的。
He's looking for something deeper.
他在找一个更深的东西。
More spiritual.
更属灵的东西。
More permanent.
更永恒的东西。
So he asked Jesus, what can I do?
他问耶稣说我可以做什么?
To enter the kingdom of God.
要进入神的国。
So Jesus gave him a simple answer.
耶稣给他很简单的回答
At least it seems simple
至少看上去很简单。
He says, just follow the commandments.
耶稣说只要照着律法去做就行了。
Love God.
爱神。
Love one another.
爱彼此相爱。
The young man says, I have done all those things.
这个年轻人说这些我都已经做了。
Maybe Jesus is saying, yeah, sure you did.
耶稣可能说呀，可能你是认为你做到了。
But Jesus gave him a difficult challenge.
耶稣给他另外一个挑战。
He says, okay, you've done the commandments.
说好，如果你做到了这些。
But if you want to be perfect.
如果你想变成一个完全人。
You have to sell your possessions.
你要把你所有的变卖了。
Give to the poor.
分给穷人。
And then follow me.
再来跟随我。
So this is a difficult challenge.
这是一个很困难的挑战。
And the young man went away sad.
这个年轻人很忧愁的就走了。
We'll talk about sadness next time.
我们下一次要来讲忧愁。
But what can we learn from this?
我们可以从这个故事中学到什么？
I think Jesus gave him three instructions.
耶稣给他三个要做的事。
We can learn from the instructions what we need to do with the poor.
我们可以从耶稣这个三个教导中来学习。
First, we need to be like the poor.
第一，我们要知道说怎么像一个贫穷的人。我们喜爱这个贫穷的人。
Jesus says, "Sell your possessions."
耶稣说，我们要变卖我们的所有。
Does Jesus need his money?
耶稣难道需要他的钱吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
But Jesus needed his heart.
耶稣需要他的心。
Jesus wanted him to sell his possessions.
耶稣要他卖掉他的所有。
So he can be spiritually poor.
他可以在灵里贫穷。
So he can count on God.
他可以依靠神。
Depend on God.
完全的依靠神。
Instead of his wealth, his power, and his youth.
不会靠他的年轻，不会靠他的权力和他的钱。
There are many benefits to becoming like the poor.
变成一个穷人其实有很大的益处。
First is the poor knows how to ask.
因为一个穷人知道说怎么来要求。
They're always asking things in prayers.
他们常常在祷告中祈求。
So the poor has a rich prayer life.
一个穷人他一定是有一个非常丰富的祷告生活。
The rich never ask for anything.
富人常常不会去要求一些东西。
Because they think they have everything.
因为他们觉得说他们什么都有了。
The poor realize that they have nothing.
但是贫穷的人知道说他什么都没有。
So they're always praying.
他们总是在祷告。
They're asking God for mercy.
他们祈求神的怜悯。
For strength.
神的这个力量。
And it's okay to ask for material things.
我们可以向神要求一些物质上的东西。
They can ask God for deliverance from their poverty.
他们可以要求神说把他们从贫穷中救出来。
From their illness.
从他们的生病中医治。
God is a sovereign God.
神是一个有主权的神。
He has supernatural power.
他有超自然的能力。
The second thing is that the poor knows how to receive.
第二件事是贫穷的人知道怎么接受。
You see, the rich, their hands are full.
当一个很有钱的人，他们的手是满满的。
They're full of things they've accumulated in their lives.
他们手中拿着他们生命中所积蓄的一切。
I have lots of stuff I accumulated in my house.
我们家里面有很多我们平时生活中积蓄的一些东西。
I don't even know how we got these things.
都不知道说从哪里来的。
But the rich are so full, their hands are full.
一个富人，他们的手是非常的满，他们满满的。
They cannot receive anything from God.
他们没有办法从神那里再拿到任何东西了。
The poor, their hands are empty.
这个贫穷的人，他们手是空的。
So they can hold on to God.
他们可以抓住神。
They can hold on to the cross.
他们能抓住十字架。
They have space in their lives for God.
他们在他们生命中有。空间是给神的。
The third benefit is that the poor knows how to praise.
第三点是这个贫穷的人知道怎样赞美。
They always boasting about God.
他们总是在夸神。
They never boast about themselves.
因为他们自己没什么可夸的。
Paul talks about this in Galatians.
这保罗在哥罗西书里面讲到。
But again, it goes back to the Old Testament.
这也是旧约里面也有的。
Jeremiah tells us, but let the one who boasts about this, that they know and understand God, that He is the Lord, He exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth.
耶利米书第九章讲到说，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口，这是耶和华说的。
See, the poor is boasting about God.
我们看到说，贫穷的人他们总是在夸神。
There are good witnesses.
那里他们有见证人。
The poor is always boasting what God is doing for them.
这个有钱的人总是在夸说神在为我做什么。
People who are full of themselves are boasting what they're doing for God.
但是贫穷的人他们说他们在为神做什么。
The poor is boasting God.
这个贫穷的人在夸神，富人在夸他们自己。
So what does a young man need to do with his possession?
但是这个年轻人对他的这个所有的一切拥有的他做了什么。
Did God tell him to sell his possession and give to the temple?
神没有告诉他把所有东西变卖了给这个圣殿。
Did God tell him to build a big church?
神没有告诉他，有没有告诉他说去建一个大的教会。
Did God tell him to buy lots of Bibles and hand them out on the street corners?
神有没有告诉他说去买很多的圣经，然后站在街上发给别人。
No.
没有。
God told him to give it to the poor.
神只是跟他说把他变卖的分给穷人。
Well, that's a little bit hard to accept.
这对我们来说好像比较难接受。
But it's the most incontrovertible truth in the Bible.
这是一个非常有趣的这个一个真理。
In the Bible, in the Old Testament, 200 times the poor are mentioned.
在圣经里面光是旧约里面对于这个贫穷就讲了大概200多次。
The Bible never blames the poor for their decisions.
这个圣经里面从来没有说人贫穷是因为他们自己的错误。
It's always about helping the poor.
总是讲到说我们要帮助贫穷的人。
Even Jesus said this.
甚至耶稣也是这样讲的。
In this verse in Luke chapter 4.
在路加福音第四章他是这样讲的。
Jesus is beginning his ministry.
耶稣正要开始他的传福音的过程。
He goes to the synagogue.
他去了这个会堂。
He turns to Isaiah.
他翻到以赛亚书。
And he says the prophecy is fulfilled in me.
他说这个预言在我身上实现了。
Why?
为什么?
The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor.
主的灵在我身上因为他高我去传福音给贫穷的人。
That's the first thing he said.
那是他讲的第一句话。
Is to bring good news to the poor.
他是要把福音来带给穷人的。
See, God wants to understand the condition of the poor.
神要我们明白贫穷是什么一个情况。
The economically poor has nothing to offer the world.
他们在经济上贫穷，没有东西可以给世界。
They have no money, no skill, no trade.
没有钱，没有权利，没有什么都没有。
They have no stock options.
他们也没有股票。
When you're poor, the world rejects you.
当你穷的时候，世界并不喜欢你。
And the world oppresses you.
世界会压迫你。
See, as followers of God.
作为我们跟随神的人
We're supposed to show mercy and justice.
我们要按照神的说法向他们显慈爱和公义。
Over and over again in the Old Testament.
在这个旧约里面一次次又提到的。
Israel is supposed to be the light of the world.
以色列人应该是这个世界的光。
Light of all nations.
像所有人的光。
Because they help the poor.
因为他们帮助穷人。
When you harvest your field, you're not supposed to harvest the periphery.
当你在收割的时候，你不要把周边的都庄稼全收割了。
It's left for the poor.
要把这个边界上的东西留给这些穷人。
Every 3 years, there's an extra tithe for the poor.
每三年，他们要有一次特别的奉献，是给这个穷人的。
Every 7 years, the whole field is left for the poor.
每七年，他们要把所有丰收的东西都留给穷人。
It's written in the law.
这是他们的律法说的。
See, Jesus is passionate about the poor.
耶稣对这些穷人非常的有爱心。
If you want to call yourself a follower of Christ, it should be your passion.
如果你说你是跟随神的，你对穷人也应该有爱心。
The Bible doesn't tell us to sell everything and starve to death.
圣经没有告诉我们说把家产都卖了，然后我们就自己去挨饿。
But we need to help the poor.
但是我们需要帮助穷人。
Meet their every need.
需要给他们满足他们的要求。
Be very generous.
要很有爱心。
Treat them with honor, respect, and love.
尊敬他们，爱他们。
And then the world will see Jesus.
人们就可以从我们身上看见神。
See, because if you look at the poor,
当你看着这个穷人的时候
they're no different than us.
他们跟我们并没有什么不一样。
In God's eyes, everybody is the same.
在神眼中，我们都是一样的人。
Now I know an anesthesiologist.
我认识一个麻醉医师。
This is about 10 years ago.
大概十年以前。
He's a young man.
他是很年轻的人。
He started working here.
他刚开始在这里工作。
He probably makes $800,000 a year.
他大概赚八十万一年。
Yeah, he's very rich.
他很有钱。
He bought a huge house.
他买了一个很大的房子。
And during surgery, he's always on the phone buying things.
当我在开刀的时候，他总是在电话上买东西。
One time I heard he's calling Thailand.
有一次我听到他在打电话给泰国。
I said, why are you calling Thailand?
我说为什么要打电话到泰国去呢？
He says just he bought a big statue, a lion statue.
他说他在泰国买了一个狮子的这个雕塑。
$100,000.
有十万块钱。
And he's trying to ship it here.
他把它运回来。
So about a year later,
一年以后
he's bankrupt.
他破产了。
That was the housing crisis.
因为这边的房价大跌。
He's lost his house.
他失去了他的房子。
He's fired from his job.
他被他从他工作中解雇了。
Because he had too many complications.
他因为他造成了一些事故。
Maybe he wasn't taking care of his patients. He was buying stuff.
因为他老是分心在买东西，没有照顾好他的病人。
So don't look at the poor and say you're better.
不要对着穷人说你比他们好。
We're no better.
我们并没有比人好。
In God's eye, we're all the same.
在神眼中，我们都是一样的。
We can make a couple wrong decisions and we lose everything.
我们可以做一些错误的决定，然后我们就失去所有。
Everything we have comes from God.
我们所有的东西都是从神而来的。
You see, when God and Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount,
当耶稣在做登山宝训的时候
He's looking into the crowd.
他看着这些众人
There are lots of poor people.
有很多的穷人在他们中间
He's saying to them
他在对他们说
I do not judge you, I do not condemn you
我不定你们的罪
I love you and I bless you
我爱你们我祝福你们
And that should be our principle of living as well
这就是我们应该生活的原则
When we see the poor, we should say I do not condemn you, I do not judge you
当我们看见穷人的时候，我们应该说：“我们不判断你们，我不是不定你们的罪。”
We love you, and we will bless you.
我爱你们，我会祝福你。
Treat everyone with honor and respect.
以这个尊敬的心来对待他们。
I think that's where the economically poor and the spiritual poor, the two lessons come together.
我们这里看到说，无论是经济上贫穷还是邻里贫穷，他们都是一样的。
So finally, Jesus says to the young man, "Follow me."
最后他对这个年轻的官说你要来跟随我
But I think if you are spiritually poor
我知道说如果说你邻里贫穷
And you help the economically poor
你来帮助这个经济上贫穷的人
You're already following Jesus
你是在跟随耶稣
Jesus says Blessed are the poor in spirit For theirs is the kingdom of God
耶稣说这个邻里贫穷的是有福的因为他们要承受神的国
Kingdom of God is already theirs.
神的国已经在他们那里了。
It doesn't happen in the future.
不是以后才得到的。
It's not in some millennial kingdom.
不是在千禧年里面才有的。
It's already theirs.
已经在他们心里了。
Again, we go back to the Old Testament.
我们这样在旧约里面也可以看到。
Isaiah 57 tells us.
以赛亚书第57章告诉我们。
God says, I live in a high and holy place, but with the one who is contrite and lowly in spirit.
因为那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的如此说我住在至高至圣的所在也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居要使谦卑的人灵苏醒也使痛悔人的心苏醒
See, God says, I live in a high and holy place.
神说我是住在至高至上的一个圣洁的地方
But who am I living with?
我和谁住在一起
I'm not living with the rich.
我不是跟富人住在一起
I'm not living with the proud.
我并不是跟一些骄傲的人住在一起
I'm living with the poor in spirit.
我是跟那些心灵痛悔的人在一起
The poor in spirit already enjoy the kingdom of God.
心灵痛悔的人他们已经在享受神的国
They already enjoy the power of God.
他们已经在享受神的能力
They will receive the comfort of God.When they're in pain.
当他们遇到困难的时候他们从神那里得到安慰
They will receive the wisdom of the kingdom when they're confused.
当他们迷惑的时候，他们从神那里得到智慧。
We will receive the sustenance of the kingdom when they're hungry and thirsty.
当他们饥饿、口渴的时候，他们从神那里得到满足。
All the spiritual blessings already belong to them.
所有属灵的祝福已经到了他们身上。
Love, joy, and peace, and so forth.
仁爱、喜乐、和平等等，他们都已经尝到了。
The poor in spirit already get a taste of the kingdom of God.
那些邻里贫穷的，他们已经得到了这个，感觉到了天国的存在。
So this is the first beatitude.
这是八福中的第一福。
It sets the stage for the rest.
把这个准备好以后，后面的祝福会陆续来到。
It's Jesus' first lesson.
这是耶稣的第一堂课。
Because all the other lessons depend on it.
所有其他的课都会建立在这个之上。
In the end of Matthew, at the end of the Sermon of the Mount.
在这个登山宝训的最后，马太福音讲到
，Jesus says, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and act on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock."
第七章说到，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
So the question is, do you want to be a wise man?
我们现在的问题是，你想不想做一个聪明人
？Or a wise woman?
聪明的女人。
Do you want to build your house on the rock?
想不想把你的房子建立在磐石上
？Do you want to build your life on a firm foundation?
要不要把你的生命、生活建立在这个坚固的基础上
？A foundation that's the word of God.
这个坚固的基础就是神的话语。
Lessons of Jesus.
就是耶稣所教导的。
But Jesus says not just listening to the word.
耶稣说不是只要去听这个话而已。
That's not enough.
这还不够。
You don't just hear the word.
你不是只要听一下。
He says you must act on them.
你必须有行动。
You can learn the principles.
你可以学到这个原则。
But you must apply it in your daily lives.
必须把这个原则放到你每天的生活中去。
Then you're wise.
这样你才是一个聪明的人。
Then you're blessed.
这样才能被得到祝福。
Blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day of fellowship, and we thank you for the precious lesson, the words of your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to be poor. Help us to be poor in spirit. Help us to live out your love and compassion for those who are in need. We ask for these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.